Well, breaking tonight, the U.S. has now completed its withdrawal from Afghanistan, ending America's longest war and closing a sad two-decade chapter in military history. It is likely to be remembered for colossal failures, unfulfilled promises, and a frantic final exit that cost the lives of 13 service members, some barely older than the war. The last U.S. Air Force evacuation flight from Kabul late tonight marked the end of a frantic effort to get out Americans, Afghans, and other desperate to escape the Taliban's return to power there 20 years after they were booted in that 2001 U.S.-led invasion. General Kenneth McKenzie runs U.S. Central Command and remarks a little earlier today, he acknowledged the major loss of life in last week's bomb attack by ISIS-K.
As the poem by Lawrence Binion goes, we will remember them. The last 18 days have been challenging. Americans can be proud of the men and women of the armed forces who met these challenges head on.
And President Biden will address the nation tomorrow.
Joining us live, Pentagon correspondent for Politico, Lara Seligman. Lara, welcome in. What are you thinking about most tonight? Is it the 2,400 Americans who died in Afghanistan, the frantic evacuation, or maybe something else?
Well, I certainly think that this is a really historic day in U.S. history. I mean, the last American troops left Afghanistan earlier today after 20 years of war. And for the first time in those 20 years, we now have zero American troops on the ground in Afghanistan. So that's a big, big deal. I'm also thinking about those 2,400 service members who were killed and the billions and billions of dollars that America spent on the war over the last two decades. And also the fact that this just unraveled so quickly in the past couple of weeks, as we've seen. General McKenzie earlier today said this was the largest non-combatant evacuation in U.S. history at 123,000 total evacuees out of Afghanistan. And just nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw that the Taliban would take over Afghanistan in a matter of just days, and that the Afghan army, which we've spent 20 years arming and training and funding, would just lay down their weapons and run away without a fight. So this is not the way that the president wanted to end this war, but end it he did. And I think that's what we'll hear him say tomorrow, that we're out and that's what matters.
But one could also say it's not the way he said it was going to end. Just weeks ago, he said that if there's any Americans left, we're going to stay to get them all out. We now hear that some Americans are there as we speak. So does the president still have a problem with what he said 2 weeks ago as far as keeping troops there to get all Americans out? And now we're going to do it through diplomatic means. Does he still have a problem here?
I certainly think that's a very good point. The president did commit to getting every single American out of Afghanistan before the withdrawal. But just the events over the last couple of days with the suicide bomb in Kabul at Kabul airport that killed 13 Americans and hundreds of others, and then the two or three threats at least that we've seen thwarted by the U.S. military at the Kabul airport, I think really changed the game. I think it's become clear that there is a growing terrorist threat at the airport there, and I think the administration decided to cut their losses. I thought it was interesting that it was the commander of Central Command that announced the end to the war, and now we're listening to Secretary Blinken, Secretary of State, also speaking about it, rather than the Pentagon chief, Lloyd Austin, or Biden himself tonight. So I think that really does stress that this is now a diplomatic mission, not a military mission going forward. And it is the administration's hope that Tony Blinken will be able to work with the Taliban to get these remaining Americans out of Afghanistan, as well as potentially all the at-risk Afghans also that remain stuck in Kabul and around the country. But I think it's a very clear message that is being sent tonight.
I'm sorry to leave you just 30 seconds for this. You did have an exclusive story today that U.S. military leaders had the heads up about last week's bomb attack, that something would happen, but they weren't able to stop it. What is your reporting telling you?
So the most important thing from my reporting is that commanders at the airport planned to close the airport gate that was ultimately attacked on Thursday. They planned to close it by Thursday afternoon because they knew of an imminent threat to that gate. But they ultimately had to keep the gate open longer than they wanted in order to allow the British to continue evacuating their personnel who are based at a nearby hotel. So that is unfortunately why American troops were still processing entrance to the airport at Abbey Gate at the time that the suicide bomber detonated his explosive vest there.
All right, Politico Pentagon correspondent Lara Seligman. Lara, thank you so much for being here.
And thank you so much for having me.